constellation on the road to Batman. Every Monday, at 10 p.m. CIT. An hour of music from the decades of the old roots, which came out of Germany from around the 1968 German and Italian student movement, and French protests. Groundbreaking artists who went against the grain of what was rapidly becoming a predictable music scene that was spawned from the psychedelic movement of a couple of years previous.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Oscillations broadcast number 68. You was just listening to Double Fantasy Lost Control from the Innovative Communication album Universal Avenue. Obviously, Innovative Communication being Klaus Schulze's wonderful label. Anyway, Double Fantasy was formed in the summer of 85 by two geezers, Charlie McLyon and one called Dreamstar, both experienced studio musicians. The idea to Double Fantasy developed out of a relaxed studio session atmosphere where the trying out of various new sounds and melodies created a fresh kind of beautiful electronic music, pictures of some laid-back moments. The result is timeless fantasy music to dream and relax with. Universal Avenue is the first of overall three conceptual LPs musically describing the human search for new worlds, travelling through the endless voids of space and the universe. A sci-fi story that begins when our planet's life is coming to a bitter end. Double Fantasy were able to create a very special sound and mood for this excellently produced LP. Refreshing synthesizer music, a musical summer breeze, caressing softly a balmy palm beach of a far, far yet to discover coastline. The listener glides softly into a different world, be it through the romantic and moody title Heartbreaker, played by Mickey in a previous show, and the relaxed or the erotic Food for Fantasy, which we'll be playing you shortly. The warm sound creations, interspersed with beautiful spheric guitar, is welcome company on the endless voyage through space, as well as for the more earthly travels to the worlds of fantasy and meditation. The album was produced, recorded and mixed by the excellent Robert Schroeder, who will be playing some of his stuff in the not too distant future, if you pardon the pun. And he obviously was a successful solo artist in his own right on Innovative Communication and other labels to his credit. Anyway, we're going to play you a stonking tune now called Taken from the Rock Puzzle LP by a band called Atoll, that's A-T-O-L-L. And this is the wonderful, the mesmeric Atari, That's a Game. This is the fantastic Food for Fantasy by Double Fantasy. We'll be right back. There you go. That was Food for Fantasy, taken from the Sublime Universal Avenue from LP from Double Fantasy. And now we're going to move on to some more Atoll. Obviously, I played you Atari. That's a game from the excellent Rock Puzzle LP. But the main bulk of what I'm going to play you tonight is from Atoll's fantastic Tertio LP. Now, Atoll were a French language prog band from the 70s, and they were undoubtedly indebted to Ange, and we played some Ange on some of our previous shows, so get looking through the Radio Oceans archive and you'll come across Ange, and they're a wonderful band to listen to. But they also took in obviously other elements from other bands such as Yes and I suppose a bit of Genesis, and like if you like, and King Crimson, if you like that, those kinds of bands, then you'll love Atoll. All of this contributes to a style uniquely recognisable as Atoll. Look out for John Wetton especially on the Rock Puzzle LP. He appears on tracks 12 to 14. John Wetton's got links with King Crimson and Family, to name but a few bands that he's collaborated with, and obviously Asia. But anyway, we're going to play you, like I said, the majority of the tunes from Tertio, and here is Paris Sefeni. We'll be right back.
cherche celui qui aimera.
Ramène-les.
There you go. I've really enjoyed playing these Atoll tunes tonight. Rock Puzzle. Sorry, Atari, That's a Game. Just gets better and better every time you listen to it. And the end, you just don't want that track to end. It's just absolutely beautiful. Anyway, obviously, the first tune was Paris C'est Fini, which I was duly corrected by Mickey. Mickey being conspicuous in his absence. I won't explain why. Track two was Les Deux Mémis. And track three was Quello La Duel, part one and two. I'm going to say my goodbyes now. So it's Avi Design from me. And I'm going to leave you with tracks four, five and six as much as those as possible. Track four is Les Cerfs Volants. Track five is Tunnel, part one. And track six is Tunnel, part two. So, double take again. Auf Wiedersehen.
Mais aussi le mépris, tant qu'il reste de l'eau claire. fond du tunnel, je le vois. Je me vois. Je me regarde courir.
Yes.